This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One thing that was in a chat from a local media member that, man, this has been brewing for a while, and maybe it'll come to fruition. Something else been brewing for a while. So Pine Richland's Phil Dracovic has entered the transfer portal. Somebody dropped off a helmet for you, Doran. That's pretty great.
Yeah, Mascot Troy. If you've seen him around, he dresses just like Troy Polamalu. Maybe a pit construction hard hat.
Can it get any bigger? It looks a little tight.
It looks
a little small.
It's kind of sitting up on top of your dome there.
You look like the construction guy in YMCA. Village People. Yeah.
It's supposed to sit on top of your head. That's how it's
not
supposed
like
to be.
That.
Yes, I don't know if it's supposed to be that high.
Yes, it's supposed to be this high.
All right. Well, you're safe then. But anyway, Phil Dracovic has entered the transfer portal. My knee-jerk reaction is, you know, I'd love to see him at Pitt because I think he's an NFL quarterback. The other side of me says I don't like in-conference transfers. So there's that. They're not illegal. They're not just we're seeing the Michigan guy go to Iowa. It's something I'm against. I don't like that from a competitive standpoint. I don't know about the divisions if they'll play.
Well, now they will because it's all one. So
they're protected rivals now, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah.
So
BC and Pitt will play every year.
I think Pitt would get. I think he's better than Keaton Slovis. I think that his offensive line was atrocious last year. Dracovic, and he never had time to really throw it to Zay Flowers and didn't do the things he wanted to do. I think the best football he's played in college is when Cignetti was his offensive coordinator. He was brilliant against Clemson whenever he had an opportunity to go out there. I thought he was really, really good in that football game and a couple other games. So while I'd like to see him here, I'm against in-conference transfers, but I do think he'd make Pitt better than Slovis has made them.
Well, I think that there's three reasons why this makes a lot of sense for him to transfer here for – yeah, so we'll be his second time, you know, transferring, obviously, from Notre Dame to BC, BC to wherever he's going to go. But there's three reasons why. One is obviously Cignetti, as you just mentioned, Colin. Obviously, his former offensive coordinator had his best year under Cignetti, really revitalized his career. Two, you're going back home. And, you know, he's from here, went to Pine Richland, fantastic athlete. We watched him win state championships and Whippeels. And three, the NIL money here is probably his best bet. Because everybody knows him. And, you know, the businesses around here, the people that are affiliated with Pitt, I think that they would pay top dollar to see a guy like that come back home, a guy that they're familiar with, and pay him, you know, whatever he was probably asking for. So those are the three reasons why this makes a lot of sense to me. I have no connection with Phil, so I really don't know anything. This is just me talking. And really close out your career and have the best opportunity to go to the NFL, why not be with the offensive coordinator that – made you into a high-level quarterback once and back in 2020.
Well, and I think it makes a ton of sense for Pitt as well. Yep. I mean, even if they still think maybe they can get something out of Keaton Slovis, if they go into it, as Pat Bostic said a couple hours ago, with the idea of having a competition, go into it. Let the two compete with each other. Maybe deep down inside, you know Phil's your guy, but you want to see the two compete. Maybe it drives Slovis off and he wants to transfer somewhere. Whatever, I think it makes sense for Pitt.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be an interesting situation. And Brennan Armstrong is now not – Brennan Armstrong is not coming to Pitt.
No.
But that's another very intriguing quarterback in the portal. It has just become kind of a quarterback at-large sort of situation, a quarterback derby in college football. I don't like it, I'll be honest with you, but – everybody's doing it. You might as well go out and try to get the best one you can.
Well, I mean, and what's the point of recruiting a quarterback from high school at this point? You know, that takes away from that. If you're a high-level quarterback, it's like, all right, will this guy pan out? Will this guy be able to come in and start as a freshman? Maybe. But, you know, there's film on other guys that are out there. I'm going to go to the transfer portal because I want to win now and try to find one of these guys that I've seen play college football over maybe offering a guy that is from high school.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.